I'm going to use like only 5 minutes.
Introduction.
I give you this introduction.
Uruganda, John Kania.
The vision of John Kania.
Nigeria.
From Nigeria.
You know,
it's not easy someone to come from outside the nation.
Except
God has told him to speak of another nation.
A
person can easily speak of goodness of their nation.
They
would have wished a blessing to their nation alone. But to get strong and speak of another nation.
Though
God tells it to you, can ask him why is it not ours. But many men have stood strong and they believe indeed God has called Uganda to stand for their sake.
Now,
when we briefly hear of this brother, some of the major things which he speaks of, he said the revival
meant
to come from the land of Uganda. Another, he says, we must be the pioneers in faith. We who spearhead the faith. Those words I speak of shall get explained of them. Another, he says, we have called into higher wisdom, the knowledge, in revelations put in action.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
So maybe tweeted
those the great things we've been called of Uganda. We shall explain like those four reasons. For he said, no one is going to hinder this God's work.
So introduction.
Briefly give you that introduction. That you prepare the next Sunday.
John Kania, Uganda, an example to other nations. Word of encouragement. Uganda. John Kania.
Yes, he was with
praise Jesus so much.
John Kania.
This servant, John Kania,
agamba ndi Katonda ya mugamba.
He said God told him,
Uganda inakuba cha kulabirako.
Uganda is to be an example to all the nations of the world.
Nigeria,
right from Nigeria.
Nigeria,
you know, Nigerians which things for themselves alone. All most of the good things they say they are meant to be theirs. But to stand strong much,
and
believe what God has told you in another nation to speak it,
it takes
those in that nation to stand strong in faith, what's been spoken of them.
Revival will come out of your ashes. It is my prayer that you keep fanning the flame of revival and of the Lord's glory.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus so much. He said
that
he said that revival, what's called revival, it's to come from this land of Uganda. And he said it's prayer to keep flaming into this the revival, that revival, with the glory of God. Remember us the new generation with the full knowledge of God and his glory.
We
there to keep that till it's come to pass.
Before
we move ahead to get explained
by,
we shall first get explained the word called revival. For many nations of many people have thought, even different ministries,
we
have spoken of the word revival.
And
they say they have been sent to do a revival.
But what
exactly is the revival they want to do?
Revival
expected to come from Uganda. How is it meant to be? We are not going to just speak on your mouth.
They
are going to do revival.
You
know me, I first understood the word revival. We are in the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven. As we studied the Ark of the Covenant, which is in the midst of the
cherubims,
in this city of God, Jerusalem of heaven.
And in it is
the living book, the Bible, which flies even. It flies going to the nations. That book is given life by the Holy Spirit.
But
the words he says to us, they are the spirit and they are life. The book in heaven is
life
and gets from the Ark of the Covenant and flies. The Bible. But when we read and studied of it, when I realized revival means the New Testament. The New Testament came to revive the mistakes which were in the Old Testament. The meaning of revival to come from Uganda
is
to handle what people have wrongly handled in the Old and New Testament. What's going to be called revival this time?
Yes, you must
praise Jesus.
But
real revival is the New Testament.
You
shall be able to lighten the things of the New Testament, those which were not understood well.
To connect
what had been done wrong in the New Testament.
So revival.
Now revival.
It's
a word you've heard much about. How many have heard of the word revival?
Spoken
of that revival.
Even
those who have seen such ministries
and they call
themselves revival ministries. Let me tell you one thing. Any time someone does something when they have not explained it to you, know that themselves they don't know it. Maybe they heard of it.
But
God spoke of it that revival. You know, God doesn't fail to speak, but sit in the councils of His words and you mark them, that you can understand the word He speaks of.
That's
the word revival spoken much of. What is this? But when it comes to speak with us, speaks in Hebrews 8, verses 7 unto 8. And he says, if there was no mistake in the Old Testament,
it
wouldn't have come the New Testament. It means revival. We take it to be the New Testament.
And it's
come to correct the mistakes in the Old Testament.
Revival
is to correct what went wrong.
Those
which were done not as the word of God is. Things which had gotten perverse
are
not done as the word of God is. To revive things and take them back to the real order of them. You know, when Jesus reached the world, he said, it's written. It's written from the beginning.
It means
he was reviving what was written, what had gone wrong in the midst there. Go back, understand it right from its original.
Revival.
We call it New Testament.
We call
it going back the first love. It is a broad word. But many have stood in it these days. And they said, I've come to make revival.
Something
don't first understand what it means.
No,
in the 7 years of the journey of heaven,
he
told God, I'm not going to go minister before I understand.
For he
chooses the foolish of the world and you make them wise.
Chosen
me foolish knowing nothing,
but
you found me not in church. You know me, I wasn't in the church. I was not on that. I refused things of religions and beliefs, even the born again. I got angered over all of them. What angered me is to ask my mother how many gods are there. And she told me one god. I asked her, he began the religions which are different, and she too said she doesn't know.
But what
came, I hated religion.
I God
gives commands to every person, and they reach heaven through their commands. Catholics will reach, Adventists reach.
Even our local in Puriam Bafu,
born again, I hear the full gospel. I hear Pentecostals and the many others. Everyone will pass there to reach.
I hated things
of praying, but I believed God as me.
Me,
I had never read a single thing in the Bible. I didn't know even how they opened the Bible. I don't know which books are in the Bible. Now, what made me laugh most? I heard that Matthias. Someone in the book Matthew, the Baganda, they call him Matthias. Or maybe the Catholics.
Marco,
that the name Marco, it is a laughable name.
Mulimune Petero,
I love Peter. In Luganda, it's funny. Petero,
Yakobo,
Manyanga
Magumi,
and the names are so heavy,
yet
I've never read of them. I did not know anything in the Bible. My salvation can't happen in the journey of heaven.
What explained
me salvation is this and going to that other place to be saved.
Baptism
is this and that.
This is what
you get. Go there and you get baptized.
Now
if I tell you,
me,
the day I realized the word revival,
we
are starting the act of the covenant in the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven, the great gathering of the angels and the saints of God.
That
found in the midst of the Kelvins, like you see here.
It came
a living book flying. I asked, what is that? That's where we began to start with the Bible. Photocopy is what we hold on the world. The original is in heaven.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
I discovered
the word we call revival.
They
don't just speak it.
Bachikora.
They work and do it.
Bachiteka
they implement it.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. First explains in Hebrews. He says like this. Hebrews 8 verses 7.
Kubenda gane yoruberebere, singate yaliko cha kunenyezebwa. Tewandi nonyezebwa banga eliyokubiri, eliyokubiri.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Ndisinge ndagane yoruberebere.
The first covenant.
Teyali mucha kunenyezebwa.
Had no mistake.
Tewandi bado banga lya
yakubiri. Would have brought the second one.
Urukubandi God
found us with mistakes in his book. I believe him as the Old Testament is.
Jesus,
this we do something else. He said, you know what? Let's put a New Testament.
Most
people say, in heaven is
the
New Testament. The New Testament was put before heavens and earth were created. God knew every mistake we were to do.
The book
of the Bible is not just made in heaven. It was done filled very well. And the New Testament is there. That the New Testament
but
was put right from the beginning. God foresaw our mistakes, everything we shall do in the Old Testament. He made a New Testament.
He
said, because of those mistakes, let's read verses 8.
Hebrews 8,
verses 8.
Kubanga bw'abanenya ayogera nti, laba, ennaku zijja, bw'ayogera Mukama. Bwendiragana endagaano empya n'ennyumba ya Isirayiri era n'ennyumba ya Yuda. Olunyo olw'omwenda, singa endagaano gye nalagaana ne bajjajja baabwe ku lunaku lwe nabakwata ku mukono okubajja mu nsi ey'e Misiri. Kubanga abo tebanywerera mu ndagaano yange, nange ne mbaleka okubalaba, bw'ayogera Mukama. Olunyo olw'ekkumi, kubanga eno y'endagaano gye ndiragaana n'ennyumba ya Isirayiri oluvannyuma lw'ennaku ziri, bw'ayogera Mukama.
Endagaano yatandika okugisuubiza mu Yeremiya.
He began to promise that covenant in Jeremiah.
31 to 33.
He's going
to
make a new covenant.
For
the one who was already in the book, from his book and brings it.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Kati ekigambo revival.
Now the word revival,
chijja okutereza,
it comes to correct,
okutuzaayo ng'ebintu
bwe byali, take us back to the rightful form of how things were, to shift us from the faults we are into.
Era okugamba nti revival not from Uganda.
Revival is to come from Uganda. As you hear that church was meant to be you, the person, in your head you have a building. There has to happen. Tell us that church, it is you, the person.
It's
you to be aligned. And you've taken off the spots and the wrinkles.
Now you
know, find people renovating the church. And they to decorate it. And they forgot themselves as the brides of Christ. Those
meant
to be prepared, decorated well.
Yes,
praise Jesus. And
he's
on the building.
And they
building the church to furnish it, take off all the wrinkles, the building. That's what I tell you.
What
revival doesn't just come in the human world.
It doesn't just come in the
human
world.
It's not speaking and barking like that. It's understanding and working.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen.
The men stand and say, God is sending bring revival.
Revival
is to renew things as they were before.
We
called new generation like today.
For
if you brought him through revival, it had gotten weakened. The word revival. God said, I'm not to call this revival. I'm going to call it a new generation.
That
works together with the New Testament. If it came and we called it revival ministries, people would have wondered.
Those
ministries deceive us. Let's finish Hebrews.
Hebrews 8:10. Nditeeka amateeka gange mu magezi gaabwe era ne ku mitima gyabwe ndiwandiika.
This New Testament, which we call revival,
erimu n'okubawandiikamu ebigambo
byabwe. Involves writing in you the words of God.
Nga tebikyawandiikwa ku bipande by'amayinja.
No more written on tablets of stone.
Birimu okubanga ofuuse kanisa.
Must have become a church.
Ofuuse kitabo kya Mukama. Ofuuse kuŋŋaana ly'omwoyo
gwe. Become the temple of the Holy Spirit.
Hebrews 8:10. Nange nabeeranga Katonda gye bali, nabo banaabeeranga bantu gye ndi. Olunyolo 11. So buli muntu tebaliyigiriza munne, na buli muntu muganda we ng'ayogera nti, manya Mukama, kubanga bonna balimanya okuva ku muto okutuuka ku mukulu mu bo. Olunyolo 12. Kubanga ndisaasira obutali butuukirivu bwabwe.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus so much. Now to find us with mistakes and faults which we've made,
he
sent revival to restore us. The word revival, it means what? Maybe me explaining, I've not studied well. Revival, reviving it.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus. Just as it was. You think how were things like?
The
church was meant to be how?
Getting
back the first love. That's why our Lord Jesus, because he had come in the New Testament to make revival, he said in Matthew 19,
I
told him, can we write a letter to chase a woman?
He
told them, haven't you read how it was in the beginning? How God created a man and one woman and he joined them.
He revives.
I don't know if you've understood that.
I told him,
why did Moses command us this?
Deuteronomy 24.
We write a letter to chase.
What
was hardening of your hearts? Like he expressed in Ezekiel 20.
That
Moses commanded you those things.
But
from the beginning it wasn't like that.
Now
let me ask you. In the beginning how things were done. As prophets and apostles. Who did you find write inscriptions on people of their problems? Whom is going to be working on? Who did you find?
If the prophet
tells you sow a seed, God to heal you. Taking back things how they were.
What
prophet did ask money to be accessed to be seen? Any apostle, give me one apostle
that is saying,
put 200 in the envelopes and come and see me. To take them
back
as we read the Acts of the apostles and the prophets. What we call revival is a good
one.
It's coming from Uganda.
Things
meant to go back as how they are. Church wasn't built by bricks.
It was
built by spiritual gifts.
It
was meant to get back as it was built. Us who were at the church,
there is
big problem taken many years. And people say, we are going to the church. To a church?
kisomanga ko kizimbe kyonna kibayita
kkanisa.
Wali okisomyeekalimpa ekizimbe
mubayibuliabakiyita kkanisatotyakunja
obuukakasaba okumanya
okutuufu
awo ne bazimba n'amayinja
ekkanisa.
Mulala ajja kungamba bazimba
temple
naye ate yagamba azimba
yanaku meka.
Yagizimba ati abuloka matafali yagakubirawo.
Kakati
kangulire waliwo ebizibu.
Tujja
tutuuka mu ndagaano empya eyatukola mu
revival.
Naye tujjako amagandula. Ebyambalo by'obwakabona.
Naye
tugamba mwambale nga b'Efeso
6:10-13.
Mwambale enjiri mu
bigere.
Amazima mu kiwato.
Ky'omukifuba
eky'obutuukirivu. Nga bwe
y'okukkiriza.
Mukwate ekitala
eky'ekigambo.
Sapeewo
y'obulokozi.
Oshingana papa ayambadde sapeewo
y'obulokozi.
Sapeewo y'obulokozi mwoyo mutukuvu.
Eyakanga
ennimi
z'omuliro.
Naye n'oshingana bakabona
abo.
Simu n'ebyambalo ne mu ndagaano enkadde si bye
baalagira.
Ate ne mu mpya si
bye.
Ebyambalo byebambala eby'obwakabona Mukama yabiragira
wa.
Ekigamba kye bayita revival kizaayo ebintu nga bwe
byali.
Ani yali Archbishop
Mukatu?
Kati gye tuwolekanze enkomye wano Mukama akuwe tujja kutandikirawo ku Sunday olabe kye bayita revival mu
Uganda.
Katuwanirize ekwaya.
Let's welcome the choir.
Everyone in mass on our yimbalo.
Take us on with one song.
Tuve mu kifo kino.
We leave this place.
Agambye saagala kujjulula nsalo.
I don't want to change the boundaries. I want you to enter that in your head.